And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon, as well as by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley Furniture today. Ashley Home Store today, my apologies. And according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen, authorities are investigating a family dispute that turned violent Sunday night in Paris Township. Deputies were dispatched to a home on Purdy Road around 8:43 p.m. where a confrontation escalated into gunfire. A 48-year-old man was shot in the chest with a .22-caliber handgun. He was taken by ambulance to Harbor Beach Community Hospital, where he was stabilized before being airlifted to another facility for specialized care. The suspected shooter, a 23-year-old relative of the victim, fled the scene in a Pontiac vehicle. A search was launched, and the suspect was later located and taken into custody by police in Roseville, shortly after 11 p.m. He was transferred to Huron County deputies in Imlay City and lodged in the county jail. Investigators say the suspect is expected to be formally charged by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office. The victim remains hospitalized, where doctors are working to remove a bullet lodged near his spine. The case remains under investigation with assistance from local fire and police agencies. And in a recent Huron County Circuit Court proceeding heard by the Honorable Judge Prill, Charles Bruce Hiltz II received sentencing for prohibited firearms possession and a probation violation. Hiltz, 42, was found with two firearms while on probation for a third offense of operating while intoxicated. His blood alcohol level was 0.112 when contacted by probation officers. The defense cited Hiltz's alcoholism and a Huntington's disease diagnosis, presenting letters from his daughter's family requesting consideration for his limited time, and the prosecution noted Hill's two prior felonies and 22 misdemeanors, advocating for a sentence within the 7 to 28 months guideline. The court acknowledged Hiltz's health in the submitted letters, but emphasized the probation violation and the prohibition against felons possessing firearms. Hiltz's probation was unsuccessfully discharged. For the probation violation, he was sentenced to 365 days in county jail, with credit for 182 days served. For the firearms charged, he received 365 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. The first 7 months of this sentence are to be served up front, with the remaining time held in abeyance contingent on compliance, including work release with regular substance testing. Fines and court costs were also imposed, while firearms were forfeited. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this message from Ashley Home Store.
It's back, the mattress tent sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and this year it's bigger than ever. Right now, under the big top in the Ashley parking lot, get mattresses at prices you won't see again all year long. Twins starting at just $129, full starting at $199, queen starting at only $249. Over two semi-loads of mattresses, all made in the USA, brought in just for this event. We're talking one-of-a-kind floor models, closeouts, clearance, special buys, overstock, and more. That's how we get you the lowest prices of the year. You'll find over 50 sets under the tent, plus 40 more inside, all priced to go. Memory foam, innerspring, hybrid, you name it. It's here at Ashley and Bad Axe. Take advantage of the deals on top brands. Ashley Sleep, Beauty Rest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, all at incredible savings. Financing is available and the deals are unbeatable. Two big weekends only. Friday through Monday, May 8th to 11th, and Thursday through Sunday, May 14th to 17th. Exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report at this time, so I'm going to go right over to our next sponsor, Sure Health, and we'll be right back with your national and international news.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we are back with your national and international news. Governor Jeff Landry of Louisiana defended his recent decision to suspend certain congressional primaries following a separate Supreme Court ruling on the state's redistricting. The governor argued that the suspension is a necessary logistical step to ensure the integrity of the vote while new maps are finalized. Critics have voiced concerns over the timing of the suspension and its impact on candidate filing deadlines. And legal experts suggest this move may lead to further litigation as the state attempts to balance judicial mandates with its established electoral calendar. And Appalachian Power has announced a reduction in water releases from the Smith Mountain Project due to a persistent and worsening drought in the region. The decision is aimed at preserving the reservoir's water levels, which have reached historic lows for the month of May. Local residents and businesses that rely on the waterway for recreation and utility services have been advised to brace for lower water levels. Meteorologists indicate that without significant rainfall in the coming weeks, further restrictions on water usage may be implemented across southwest Virginia. And the Canadian government has announced a new round of sanctions targeting individuals and entities involved in the illegal deportation of Ukrainian children. Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand stated that the measures are a response to ongoing violations of international humanitarian law. The sanctions include 23 individuals and 5 entities, bringing the total number of Canadian sanctioned Russian actors to over 80. Canada continues to call for the immediate return of all forcibly transferred children to their families in Ukraine. And at least 14 police officers were killed in northwest Pakistan when a suicide bomber rammed an explosives-laden vehicle into a security post. The blast caused a building to collapse, leading to a prolonged shootout between security forces and the gunmen. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistani authorities have accused the Taliban government in neighboring Afghanistan of providing a safe haven for the militants, an allegation that Kabul continues to deny. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duo Best Paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duo Best Paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best Paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, as well as your obituaries, or in this case, lack thereof of obituaries. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.